You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, what's happening?
Oh, you know, just hanging out.
We're talking Sam's Club today. We're going to go over just a general overview of Sam's Club, OTIF, on time in full requirements, appointment scheduling, chargebacks, and CPU customer pickups.
Mm-hmm.
Getting right into it, Sam's Club. Founded in 1983 and named after Walmart founder Sam Walton,
mm-hmm.
as Sam's Wholesale Club, owned by Walmart.
Correct.
How about that?
I don't ever remember a time where it wasn't owned by Walmart.
Well, it's always been owned by Walmart. I'm not going to get into your birthday, but I can tell you this right now, folks. It's later than 1983. Sam's Club. Second in sales volume among warehouse clubs with $84.3 billion in sales. That's mm-hmm. wild. 2023, Sam's Club operates 599 membership warehouse clubs in the United States. Now, generally speaking, right, what's unique about Sam's Club and Costco, they got a pallet configuration. They jam it into there to the distribution center, and then they just deliver it to the quote-unquote stores. It's basically like big warehouses, right?
I wouldn't say jam. It's a very delicate process.
Sure.
Thank you very much. But yes, I think that there's a similar model of having things in there for convenience, for ease, and for quick replenishment of these products that
yep.
people need to have so often. I think it's also kind of funny. You see people who only shop at Sam's Club, only want Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And then you see different ones have different memberships, different wholesale options, depending on where you live as well. But mm-hmm. it is kind of funny. Sam's Club or Costco, people could kind of go to battle for
it. It's a battle. We're not going to get into it today. That's not the point of this podcast. It's maybe
could we'll be fun.
Maybe we'll do a bracket or something later on this year of who's your favorite wholesale club? Bah, 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 bah.
Sound good.
Who's yours? Just so we can get it on the record. Costco?
I don't shop wholesale. I'm not going to lie.
You don't go to Costco ever?
I don't. My kids are too picky. They change their minds too much. So they like the mac and cheese, and then I buy 16 boxes of it, and then they don't like the mac and cheese. But I think we're coming up on the era where I will need to start shopping at one of these wholesales, because we're going to have to get, the bulk pasta, the bulk bread as we start going into all the crazy sports. We're not going to have time.
Teenagers. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
We have a membership to Costco.
Yeah.
We do not have a membership to Sam's Club. I've been in a Sam's Club. They're nice. Costco kind of overwhelms me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I prefer just a local. I mean, local. It's still a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Giant Eagle or Kroger.
Yeah. Zipline as a whole is more Sam's Club. So everyone here has a lot of Sam's Club memberships.
It makes sense. It's a couple in Columbus, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about OTIF, on time in full. What are the requirements?
So it's the on time is actually different than the in full. So the on time has changed from 98% to 90%. And then the in full, which means that you said you were going to ship this many cases or pallets, and this is exactly what you shipped all the way down to the SKU, is 95%. So they are different. So if you don't ship in full, sometimes you can get a more negative mark than shipping on time, since that's 90% versus 95% of those metrics. And you and I were talking about a little bit before with our show notes. Sam's Club and Walmart have the same OTIF now. That was not always the case. You used to be able to have, for Sam's Club, it was a 4-day window. You could deliver with any time within that window. Walmart had lumpers at the time and had that very strict 1-day window that you could deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's no more lumpers. There's no more lumper service there. And Sam's Club and Walmart have that same OTIF. And Walmart was the originator of the OTIF, as far as I know.
Makes sense. Owned by the same company.
Yep. But they were different.
Might as well get in the lockstep.
For the most of my career here, they were different.
Another effect of COVID. I don't know if that's true.
No, it was before COVID, but close enough.
Son of a gun. All right, appointment scheduling. I schedule Sam's Club and Walmart all via Retail Link.
Correct. And
is it first come, first serve? That's an industry term for you.
It is not first come, first serve. It is strict appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And true to form for all those other locations, they'll tell you you have so long to get there to deliver. But we know that things get a little bit more difficult after that 10 to 15 minutes. We still have a lot of availability from our records to know who's on site, call if there's any sort of delays, and see if there's a possibility to be worked in or if we need to go ahead, contact the customer and the buyer and reschedule based off of what's happening on that dock. But if you're logging in, you also have the visibility to see when they start unloading your driver, when your driver arrives on site, and that helps with a lot of that communication, which is why, again, Sam's Club is so efficient.
Yeah, it's not surprising. You started here in 2011, end of 2011, beginning of 2012. I was mid-2012. Not surprising that the websites and the scheduling appointment terminal portals or whatever you want to call them have evolved and have gotten better, quite frankly. The visibility is more clear. I'm an old-fashioned, I want to get somebody on the phone. So that's been tough to deal with. But as you can imagine, we're talking 95% efficiency here. Mm-hmm. It's only an issue when you have like a hiccup with a driver running late or things of that nature. Otherwise, it's open. It's clear. The directions are clear. It's user-friendly.
It is very user-friendly.
Yeah.
I remember so they have something on it called the callback, where so you have that four-day window of when you can schedule.
Yep.
And a lot of people who aren't experienced in retail, this is where they get into trouble because they think, oh, four-day window, I'll deliver 2 days before the MABD, problem solved. No.
Not so fast, my friend.
Delivering early is also a negative mark, just as delivering late.
Right.
So people will get into that issue, buyers get concerned, confused, and then the vendor scorecard goes down, which can cause a lot of problems. So the callback, if you don't get that lead time that you wanted, if Sam's Club sends you something last minute, the appointments are no longer available, you can hit that callback. Again, back in the day, in 2011, you hit the callback and nothing happened. And no one saw it. And it didn't do anything. Now, that callback button is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And they will give you some additional appointments. Because depending on what you're delivering, whether it's ambient or refrigerated, that can make a difference is the times that you're going to get.
Squeeze us in. The classic squeeze in. Love
classic
it.
Classic squeeze in.
If you don't, we talked about not hitting that four-day window, not hitting the exact MABD. In full, generally, that's the customer and or their co-packer or shipper managing that part. Let's talk about some fines.
So the standard fine is 3% of the COGS or cost of goods sold for your product. So depending on what your product is that, you know, maybe it's not that big of a deal or maybe it's a huge deal. But the bigger problem with that is if you continue to have these issues and get negative scorecards and get these fines when you're delivering things, your product's not going to be on the shelf when it should be. People are not going to buy it. And you're going to lose on sales as well as paying an extra fine for the fact that you lost on those sales, essentially. So it's not as simple as, oh, it's a one-time fee. We'll be fine.
Things are going to happen in logistics. They always do.
Mm-hmm.
We've said that on
every podcast.
Almost every podcast. So really, you're trying to manage the exceptions. And this is where I think Andrew Lynch, our president and co-founder, has talked about it, where the challenge of kind of seeing the forest through the trees or seeing, predicting the future, if you will, of that if I know that things are going to happen and I'm evaluating my transportation network lane by lane and I'm assigning a non-specialized 3PL to a specific lane because they are, let's say it's $25 cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The impact, if you're selling a truckload worth of $150,000, massive.
Yes.
Right? So if you ship 10 truckloads a month, that's $1.5 million. And you have assigned a specialist who's $25 cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't adhere to the MABD and the on-time portion of the on-time in full metrics.
Mm-hmm.
3% of $1.5 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Yeah. And not even to mention the return on investment that you have to do going back, checking your paperwork, seeing which loads cause the fine so you'd be able to explain why you have to pay this fine or why you're not getting paid your full invoice.
Right. That's like a pretty good test case for sticking with an expert.
I think so. It makes a huge impact and a huge difference. And also, your shelf space is going to diminish if you can't deliver on time. They're not going to keep holding it for you.
Right.
Doesn't matter who the store is.
We talk about chargebacks, and then what I think some shippers or our customers would think is an easy solution, which would be customer pickup.
Yep. So the customer pickup works where a lot of people think that Walmart or Sam's Club or Costco, whoever it is, actually is physically going and driving and picking this up. They are not. They are using a carrier, broker, provider to actually go in and pick this up.
Yeah, sometimes it's their own equipment, but yeah.
Yeah, there's few and far between that I've seen, to tell you the truth, though.
Yeah.
And so the customer is charged with a fuel surcharge for this customer pickup, and it's handled. So Sam's Club will go arrange the pickup, bring it into their facility, offload it, and everything ideally goes great.
Mm-hmm.
What is not said with this is logistics still, to your point. Things mm-hmm. can happen. Delays can happen. Maybe the driver doesn't arrive on time. Maybe the driver had a drop trailer and they dropped and Sam's Club hasn't unloaded it yet, so it's late.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the space that it's dropped in and it causes some problems. So it's not as foolproof as it seems. It is still logistics. You still have to keep an eye on it.
The pitch is, well, we're going to let the receiver, in this case, Sam's Club, handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So we, quote, we don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point is, you still have to worry about it because you've relinquished control
mm-hmm.
of that to Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are one of 15, 20 customers at a shipper or a warehouse,
yeah.
Right? So Sam's Club is now potentially not prioritizing your freight over any other freight within their network.
Correct.
Which means if things get tight, maybe you get bumped to the bottom of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got, you know, restacking fees at a shipper because it didn't get picked up. Now you're in jeopardy of missing MABDs
mm-hmm.
because they've allocated their trucks elsewhere. And again, you're not a top priority unless you're one of the big brands, Coke or Pepsi or something like that. So
exactly.
That's the dangers of putting all your eggs in a customer pickup scenario.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, they are good at it. They do it for a reason.
Sure.
So that being said, they are good at it, but no one is going to care about your freight as much as you do. So that's why you need someone who is in your team or an extension of your team to help with this. And you need the data to be able to manage the exceptions.
Absolutely. Well, as you can see, folks, as we wrap up, we are Sam's Club experts.
Yeah.
In your training classes, certainly I learned about this in my first couple of weeks training when I started here in 2012. Our top five retailers, Sam's Club and Walmart, Costco, UNFI, Keke. It's a big talking point, top to bottom of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to talk Sam's Club and how Zipline Logistics can help, 888-GO-ZIPLINE, www.ziplinelogistics.com. We also have our OTIF white paper on our website. Check that out. That gives you some really good information. Definitely summarize if you're more of a visual learner. You can summarize this podcast and all the information that we have. And in the meantime, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple.
I want to invite people to call and tell us about their shopping experiences.
Whoa.
And delivery and customer service experiences between these wholesale stores. I want to see what people have to say.
Check out those show notes, folks. See you next time on the Zipline Logistics podcast. Thank you, Teddy.